97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him. You grew up with him. From Married with Children fame, David Faustino is on the phone. David, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. Now, here's... You gotta get sick.
Speechless.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You gotta be sick of being called Bud Bundy, aren't you?
You know, it's funny. Yeah, it bothered me more in my adolescence, just because what doesn't bother you more in adolescence?
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. At some point, I started not really caring, and you know, it gets me other opportunities and other work and stuff. So I just kind of go with the flow nowadays.
Well, especially considering you literally grew up on the camera.
Yeah,
and you did that, and then. Yeah, how long was the show on for? It seemed like it was forever.
Well, we did Married with Children. We started shooting in 86, and by the time I got out of there, it was 98.
Yeah, so, I mean, after, you know, 12 years, and yeah. the last thing you want to hear is, hey, Bud, or Grandmaster B, or any of that crap, and it's the last thing you want to hear, because you want to do something, because you're something different, but... You know, now it seems like you're almost accepting of it, and I don't want to say encouraging, but just embracing it now.
A little bit more embracing, and that's why why I created the show that I'm obviously calling to talk to you about today is because instead of letting it destroy me, which as we've seen lately, especially so many people do, you know, at some point you just got to embrace it, go with it, and do something else creative from it, and that's what I tried to do with this little. Show that I created called Starving.
Absolutely. Starving. It started on Crackle.com, CRACKLE.com.
Yeah, Crackle.com.
And for people who have not seen it yet, talk about that. It's like a caricature of you, right?
Sony Pictures owns, Crackle.com, and that's their online platform. And we went in and pitched the show to them, and basically the gist of it is, David Faustino, Bud Bundy from Married with Children, 10 years after the show, and his life now. And we decided to, instead of, do kind of just a little quirky, ha, 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 isn't this cute, we decided to, let's just go balls to the wall and really just do this thing. And we made an outrageous, over-the-top, offensive, crude comedy called Starving. And the great news is it's starting to catch on with the audience. The audience is really digging it, so much so that we're nominated for an Audience Choice Award this Sunday at the Streamy Award.
That's cool. The streaming community is so popular now, there's actually awards for it. That's cool.
Exactly. The first award shows are popping up. You've got the Webbies and you've got the Streamies.
It sounds like a big deal.
I mean, they're having a big award show this Sunday here in Hollywood, right at the, I believe it's the Henry Fonda Theater or something like that on Hollywood Boulevard. And it's going to be a pretty cool show. And we're nominated, and we would love people to, if they have not seen the show, to check it out. Again, it's at crackle.com. It's Starving. And then they can vote. There's a link to vote right there from the page.
And just so you know, again, we're talking to David Faustino. The Streamies, it sounds like a really bad disease you don't want to catch.
Doesn't it? It sounds like something that I've had, in my adolescence.
Yeah, yeah, you need a cream or something. You go to the clinic.
You need a cream and a shot.
Yeah, you're and a shot. now is it true that Starving is coming to DVD?
Starving is available on DVD. They can people can, if they don't feel like watching it on online, you can buy it right at Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com, search Starving. There is a hyphen between Star and Ving. Get it? Starving.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And also, I just wanted to tell your followers I'm very active on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
Pardon?
I said nice. I love Twitter.
Yeah, I'm a big Twitter guy, and you can follow me at David Faustino, and I give updates and all kinds of disgusting humor there. So please follow me and check out the show if you haven't seen it. We, of course, love new viewers, and I'm telling you, we're not just, it's not little cutesy funny. It's actually pretty over-the-top, drop-dead funny.
So. Again, we're talking to David Faustino. You know him as Bud Bundy from Married with Children. The new show, Star-Ving, it's on Crackle.com. You can buy it on DVD. We talked a little bit earlier, you touched on it. how kids who have grown up in front of the camera can go one of two ways.
Yeah.
You know, they can be normal or they can turn into train wrecks. And there's a, and you mentioned yourself, there's a lot of train wrecks lately.
There's a lot of train wrecks, but I mean, look, there's a lot of train wrecks in all walks of life. We're imperfect as people. We, you know, tend to get a little messed up on the road. But fame can definitely exacerbate that. And, you know, we've seen it happen a lot lately, unfortunately, in the news with Brittany Murphy and Corey Haim and others. And, you know, I'm no exception. I'm also a little messed up. I'm just trying to attempt to, you know, put it into comedy and creativity, as opposed to other more harmful things. And, you know, and every day is a struggle. So, you know, we just take one day at a time.
David, when you were a kid, because of your fame, were things more readily accessible to you because of what you did for a living?
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I grew in the kind of set I grew up on, Married with Children. It wasn't like growing up on, like, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, it wasn't Family Ties. It wasn't
right,
The Seegers.
Exactly. And in some of those sets, I did guest spots on, and they had strict policies where you weren't allowed to curse. And, you know, and Married with Children, I mean, it was just that set where anything went. And so I got to see it all. But, you know, it's part of my life, and it just is what it is, and I try to make the best of it.
Do you ever regret it?
No, I don't really. I really don't. I mean, I enjoy it, and the more I embrace that, the more other opportunities and great things open up. And I think that's part of people's problem is, you know, it's like poor me, poor me, poor me. But with that attitude, nothing really ever happens.
You're absolutely right. It's David Faustino, Starving. It's on Crackle.com. Go ahead and vote for him in the streamies so he can go get his cream and his shot.
Yeah, I got to.
I'm sorry, that's a great line. I for some reason, that line's going to end up in a future episode of Starving.
It probably has. It has happened in real life. And that's what the show's about.
So, do you ever get sick of the paparazzi? Because I saw you on TMZ a couple weeks ago. All you're doing is walking your damn dog.
Yeah, they always get me walking my dog. You know, I don't look. You know, like the old saying. You know, any publicity is good publicity, and it's when they stop shooting you that you got to worry. So it doesn't bother me. You know, once in a while they'll catch me coming out of the bar after you know, maybe one too many, but it's part of the price of fame. We call it celebrity tax.
Celebrity tax. You know what? That's funny because you hear celebrities bitch about it. You know, and they're like, oh, the paparazzi, all the media, blah, 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 blah. But that's part of the package. You want to make the money. You want the fame. This is the downside of it, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not a family guy yet. I don't have kids. I'm probably, if I was walking around with my kids and my wife and they came up and got in my face, it would probably make me a little more angry. But it's not my story right now, so it doesn't really bother me that much.
That's cool. Cool. It's David Faustino, Starving, Starving. It's on Crackle.com and also available on DVD. Before you go, one quick thing.
Yeah.
No, and it's at David Faustino on Twitter, right?
Yeah, follow me at David Faustino on Twitter because all the good information is there.
Okay, one thing before you go. It's called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about the real you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Last song you downloaded to your iPod.
Oh, God. See, now you're going to put me on the spot here, man.
Yep.
It's probably something hip-hop. I think it was the Cool Kids, Black Mags. Go.
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child? a little female dog, the doll, named, what was her name? Strawberry Shortcake or something. I was pathetic. It was a little female doll. But I was always checking out her butt, and so it's much like what's going on now in my life.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Just a kettle and soda.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Oh, Goodfellas.
Nice. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Oh, favorite body part of the opposite sex. I like the butt. I'm a butt guy.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? I would say I was going to say my caddy, but it's been in the shop for 2 weeks, so not anymore.
All right. Two more things. Number one, can you live off the royalties from the show with the syndication
really.
And everything?
I really can't. It doesn't support a lifestyle because Fox was not a network at the time. I won't go into the long, sad story, but we got pretty deeply screwed residually.
That sucks because it's everywhere.
We got it's made over $1 billion literally, and no, we didn't get a big piece of that. We got paid great weekly money.
Yep.
As far as residually goes, we got really screwed.
Well, if you enjoyed David Faustino and Married with Children, he's not seeing any of that back end money, so you better support Starving, damn it.
Well, that's cool, and to see that, and all that was fodder for Starving, and had I been sitting fat on residuals, I probably wouldn't be creating anything else. I'd just be, you know, getting literally fat.
So. Exactly. Go to crackle.com, hit David Faustino up on Twitter, and do it up. Dude, thank you so much for the time. I've enjoyed you through the years, and I appreciate it. It's been an honor for me, bro.
Thanks for having me on, man.
All right, man. David Faustino, everybody. Starving on DVD and on crackle.com. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.